السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic today is Ru'yat-e Bari Ta'ala, seeing the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in it because it is mentioned in the noble Quran and the authentic Sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu an. This is Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu an. He was called like Yusuf of this Ummah, meaning so handsome he was, like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was extremely handsome. He embraced Islam right in the latter portion of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam's lifetime. When the master alayhi salam would look at him, he would smile, Nabi alayhi salam would smile. قال هي جرير رضي الله عنه says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the master عليه الصلاة والسلام said إنكم سترون ربكم عيانا that you will see Almighty Allah with your own eyes. And then in another hadith reported me قال كنا جلوسا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم we were sitting there by مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم فنظر إلى القمر ليلة البدر and مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم was looking at the moon on the night of Badr. Badr means the 14th night. The 14th night is when the sun is at his, when the moon rather is at its brightest, and it is shining and glittering in its beauty. So that is the 14th night moon. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innakum satarona rabbakum, you will see Almighty Allah, kama tarona hadal qamar, as you are witnessing and observing this moon, la tudam moon, that you are not jostling, pushing anybody fi ru'yatihi. When you see the moon, nobody pushes. So that day, when the Ahlul Jannah, the people of Jannah, will see Almighty Allah, there will be no pushing and no jostling. For in استطعتم ألا تغلبوا على صلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها. If you can, then you must do this. Do not let miss any salat before sunrise and before sunset. Fafalu, then do so. Meaning, be particular with your Fajr salat and your Asr salat. Then you will see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So this is a fadail, a virtue. Those people who are meticulous, particular with Fajr and Asr salat, obviously they'll read their Zohar, Maghrib, Isha as well. Because Fajr time, normally people are sleeping. Asr time, people are in the shop and job and work. So therefore, for them, it is given, this virtue is mentioned. ثم قرأ عدد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم read the following verse وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها and glorify the praises of Almighty Allah before sunrise and before sunset, referring to the Fajr and Asr Salat. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif, so authentic hadith. So where we learn, those people who are meticulous, particular of their salat, inshallah, they'll enter Jannah and see Almighty Allah's countenance. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا حديث مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة when the people of Jannah enter Jannah يقول الله تعالى الله جل وعلا will say addressing the people of Jannah تريدون شيئا أزيدكم do you want something I want to increase for you give you more فيقولون they the people of Jannah will say ألم تبيض وجوهنا have you not made our faces bright and alam tudkhilna al-jannah have you not entered us into Jannah O Allah wa tunajjina min an-nar and ya Allah you saved us from the fire qal so then Nabi alayhi salam said fayurfa'u al-hijab the veils and the curtains would be removed fayanzuruna ila wajhillah The people will then see the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم. They will not be given anything more beloved من النظر إلى ربهم than seeing Almighty Allah. In this world we are amazed and astonished when we see something, the water cascading, or we see the mountains in its beauty, Table Mountain and so forth, or we see the Niagara Falls, or we see the other wonders of the world. But that is nothing in comparison with seeing the Khaliq, the Creator Himself, Almighty Allah. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the following verse, Thumma tala. Then the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam read this verse, Lilladina ahsanul husna wa ziyada. That for those people who have iman, they die on iman, the jannah wa ziyada, a bonus as well. And that bonus is seeing Almighty Allah. Rawahu Muslim. Imam Muslim has mentioned this in his compilation, Authentic Hadith. Similarly, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salatu wa salam said, Inna adana ahalil jannah manzilatan, that the person who is in the lowest point of Jannah, meaning he's in Jannah but not the highest, لِمَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ جِنَانِهِ. Now he will be looking, observing at his gardens, وَأَزْوَاجِهِ, at his spouses, وَنَعِيمِهِ, the bounties that are recurring, وَخَدَمِهِ, all the workers that are there to serve him, وَسُرُورِهِ, all the beds and all the places of resting and so forth there for him. Masirata alfi sanatin, for 1,000 years he will just admire it so much. So akramuhum ala Allah, and the most honorable of them is those may yanzuru ila wajihi, who will see Almighty Allah hudwatan wa ashiya, daily they will see Almighty Allah. And the person who is in Jannah, even the lowest rank, at least on the Friday he will see Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Imagine what a great benefit and virtue that is. So may Almighty Allah make us from them. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the following verse of the noble Quran, Hujuhun yawma idhin nazira ila rabbiha nazira. On that day, the day of justice, people will enter Jannah. So many people's faces will be vibrant, shining, glittering, and they'll be seeing Almighty Allah. The Hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and Tirmidhi. O Muslim, let us also make this dua today. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhatan nadari ila wajhikal kareem. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, inna nas'aluka, that we beg of thee, we ask of thee, ladhatan nadar, that we also have the pleasure of seeing ila wajhikal kareem, your honorable countenance, to see you, ya Allah. We saw so much of the creation, now we have the shock, the desire to see you, ya Allah. You are our Khalik, our Creator, our Malik. You are the sole owner of this entire universe, ya Allah, which you created. So the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So let us try and by heart and memorize and remember, this is one of the virtues of Friday. Friday has so many, Jummah has so many virtues in this world. So one virtue, there are many others, but one virtue will be this. Even in Jannah, minimum the person will see Almighty Allah once a week, and that will be on a Friday. Others will see daily, others will see every second day and so forth. So we read the dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhatan nadari ila wajhikal kareem. May Almighty Allah make us of those who witness and observe the countenance of Almighty Allah. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.